All right, jump in. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
This is where we, roll up our sleeves and really dig into the sources you, our listeners, send our way.
All that stuff, articles, research, notes you found interesting.
Exactly. And we try to pull out the key insights, the surprising bits, the stuff that makes you think.
All to get you informed, fast, without drowning in information overload.
And for this deep dive, wow, we've got a really interesting set of materials.
Yeah, this one presents a fascinating perspective, connecting two things you might not immediately link: your gut health and, well, how your skin looks, specifically how it ages.
It really grabs you, doesn't it? Especially if you're curious about anti-aging or maybe how our body systems talk to each other in complex ways.
Or even if you're dipping a toe into biohacking, The idea of tweaking internal stuff for external results.
Right. And these sources you sent lay out a very specific view on this gut-skin link, and they propose a direct way to influence it.
So our mission today is basically to unpack what these sources are claiming is the core
The
mechanism.
root cause they keep mentioning.
Exactly, and how they suggest tackling it. We're sticking strictly to what's in this material.
Okay, let's get into it then. The material starts pretty bold, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. Right off the bat, it talks about a, quote, new scientific discovery.
Yeah, and claims this discovery points straight to the root cause of aging skin. That's quite the opening statement.
It really is. And the main idea they use to explain this is skin cell turnover.
Okay, skin cell turnover. Most people have probably heard of that.
Probably. It's that natural process, right? Your skin is constantly shedding the old dead cells on the surface.
And replacing them with younger, fresh ones from underneath.
Precisely. And the sources really stress why this is so important. They argue that a good, efficient turnover is what gives you that radiant look, tighter skin.
Helps with fine lines, wrinkles, all that good stuff. It's like your skin's built-in refresh button for looking young.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's where they make their big connection, the part they frame as the major discovery.
Right.
They claim medical researchers have shown that this whole crucial process, the cell turnover in your skin, it's actually controlled by your gut.
Wait, controlled by the gut. That's the link they're making?
That's the absolute heart of their argument, yes.
Yeah.
Specifically, they tie it to the gut microbiome, all those bacteria living in there, and how well the gut absorbs nutrients.
Okay. So walk me through the mechanism they describe. How does the gut controlling this lead to skin aging, according to them?
Well, according to these sources, as the gut gets older, a couple things tend to happen. They say digestion naturally slows down a bit. And maybe more critically for their argument, the gut becomes less efficient at absorbing the essential nutrients from your food.
Right. And how does that connect to the skin then?
The sources state this slowdown digestion nutrient absorption directly hits the brakes on skin cell turnover.
Ah.
When the gut isn't pulling in those nutrients effectively, the skin doesn't get the resources it needs for that rapid, healthy cell replacement. So turnover slows way down.
And that slowdown, based on what these sources are saying, is the fundamental reason skin starts looking older. The aging gut messing with cell turnover.
That's exactly their point. They keep coming back to it. Gut health, gut function, especially how it dictates cell turnover, that's the root cause they're zeroing in on.
So it kind of reframes skin aging less as just something happening on the surface.
And more as a sign of what's happening deeper inside.
Okay, so if that's the problem they've laid out, this aging gut slowing down skin renewal, what's their proposed fix?
Right. So based on identifying that root cause, the sources introduce a product. It's called Neotonics.
Neotonics.
Yeah.
And they position it specifically as the answer to this gut skin issue they've described.
They really do. They call it a unique formula, even claiming it's the only formula that has this specific blend. 500 million units of extra strong bacteria.
Wow, that's a lot.
Plus 9 potent natural ingredients. And the whole focus is targeting that gut microbiome root cause we just talked about.
And how do you take it? Is it complicated?
Nope. The sources say it's just a gummy. Comes in a gummy form, presented as really easy to use.
So the idea is pop a gummy, you get the good bacteria, the other ingredients.
And you're directly supporting the gut, which, according to their logic, then helps speed up that cell turnover for better skin. That's the pitch.
Gotcha. All right, let's look closer at what they say is actually in these gummies. The sources list the ingredients as 100% natural and unique.
And they claim clinical proof that these ingredients support both healthy and glowing skin and clockwork digestion.
Really reinforcing that internal-external connection message.
Definitely. They spotlight several ingredients and the specific benefits they claim each one offers. We can run through a few key ones they push.
Yeah, let's do that. Like, Babchi, what's the story there according to the sources?
Okay, Babchi. The material claims it boosts skin rejuvenation and helps with collagen production. So a direct link to skin structure and renewal.
Makes sense. And then there's inulin and dandelion together.
Right. These are described as strong prebiotics, and they also mention skin-protecting qualities.
Ah, prebiotics that connects right back to the gut focus. Food for the good bacteria.
Exactly. By feeding the good gut bacteria, the sources suggest you're supporting the whole system that ultimately benefits the skin.
And speaking of bacteria, they list Bacillus coagulans. That sounds like a probiotic.
It is. It's presented as a probiotic that helps modulate the gut microbiome, boosting the beneficial bacteria population. This one lines up perfectly with their root cause argument, adding good bacteria to improve gut balance.
Okay. What about fenugreek?
The sources highlight fenugreek for being rich in antioxidants and acting as a strong moisturizer. This one seems maybe more focused on direct skin benefits, although antioxidants help systemically too.
And lemon balm.
Lemon balm, they claim, helps tighten skin and unclog pores. So again, aiming for visible skin improvements there.
Interesting. They also list organic lion's mane. I usually hear about that for, like, brain health.
Yeah, me too. But here, the sources present it as a potent medicinal mushroom with claimed long-term anti-aging effects. That definitely targets the audience interested in aging and vitality.
And one more, they highlight fennel.
Fennel, according to the sources, is claimed to help repair body tissues and is packed with strong vitamins. Kind of a broad benefit that could tie into both gut repair and overall cell health.
Supporting that whole interconnected idea.
Right. And they briefly mention others, too, like organic Ceylon ginger, supposed to multiply good bacteria and protect skin, and slippery elm bark, which they claim protects against rashes and helps the stomach lining.
So the overall picture they paint with this blend is what? Gut support and skin support.
Pretty much. It looks like they're aiming for both direct gut help with the pro and prebiotics, plus ingredients with claimed benefits for the skin itself, or just overall anti-aging effects. It all circles back to their core gut-skin story.
Beyond just the ingredients, the sources also point out other features. Looks like things aimed at health-conscious folks.
Yeah, they list it as non-GMO, no stimulants, non-habit-forming, and gluten-free.
Checks a lot of boxes for people careful about what they consume.
Definitely positions it in that natural wellness category. And then, crucially, the sources lean heavily on user experiences to back up their claims.
Ah, the testimonials.
Yes, and they frame it very confidently. Real Neotonix users. Real life-changing results. That's the heading.
Okay, so what kind of results are people reporting in these sources?
Well, they share a few stories. There's a Sarah Flake, who apparently claims her dark spots and fine wrinkles just disappeared.
Banished, okay.
And an Alexa M, who makes a really specific comparison, saying Neotonix replaced her need for Botox for wrinkles and also helped with saggy skin, even mentioning turkey neck.
Wow, suggesting a pretty significant firming effect then.
That seems to be the implication, yeah. Then there's Kathy Myers. Her story, as presented, covers clearer skin, but also dropping dress sizes.
Interesting. Could imply less bloating or maybe some weight management effect?
Possibly. And she also claimed it replaced expensive cosmetics. So these stories seem designed to show a whole range of positive outcomes.
All potentially linked back to that internal gut support they keep talking about.
That's the narrative. And the sources bolster these individual accounts by mentioning a large number of reviews. They claim over 13,968 customer reviews are the basis for their "Our Customers Say" section.
13,000, okay. And how often do they say you need to take it?
The sources include an FAQ section. It recommends just one probiotic gummy per day.
Simple enough.
Yeah, they position it as an easy daily step for getting radiant skin and perfectly smooth digestion.
Naturally, people will wonder about safety. What do the sources say on that?
They address it directly. They state the product is designed for all ages and medical conditions. And that the ingredients are clinically proven safe, tested for purity, that sort of thing.
They also mention manufacturing standards.
Yes. Manufactured in an FDA-approved facility under strict sterile standards, they emphasize that.
And side effects.
This is a big claim they make. They state that across over 170,000 customers, there have been no reports of any notable side effects.
That's a very strong statement from the material.
It is. Though, importantly, the sources do include the standard advice. If you have a medical condition or you're on prescription meds, definitely show the bottle to your doctor first.
Right. Standard disclaimer, but good that it's in there.
Absolutely. And one other thing they really, really push is the guarantee.
Yes. The money-back guarantee. Saw that mentioned a few times.
Yeah. They call it a 100% satisfaction, 60-day money-back guarantee.
Right.
They describe it as ironclad.
And they make a point about sending back empty bottles too, right?
They do. They explicitly say you can send back empty bottles within that 60-day window and still get a full refund, no questions asked.
Presented as a sign of confidence, a no-risk trial for the customer.
That's clearly the message they want to convey.
Okay, so let's just pull back for a second and recap the journey these sources took us on.
Yeah, that's good.
The core idea, the absolute foundation, is this proposed fundamental link between your gut health and how your skin ages visibly.
Right, with the key mechanism being the gut's control over skin cell turnover.
And building on that premise, the sources present Neotonix as a, well, the specific solution, designed to tackle that claimed root cause.
Highlighting its blend of bacteria, the natural ingredients, and backing it up with those user testimonials and safety claims.
It definitely offers a perspective that shifts the focus on skin aging. Inwards, you know.
It really does. Makes you wonder how interconnected things really are.
Yeah, like, could working on internal balance, especially in the gut, actually be a major pathway to looking younger on the outside? Or, you know, are there other big factors these particular sources aren't really focusing on?
It certainly makes you think about the body less as separate parts and more as one big integrated system.
Where the health of one area can have these ripple effects elsewhere, it's fascinating stuff to consider.
Indeed it is. Gives you a lot to mull over.
And that is a wrap on this deep dive into the sources you shared. Thanks so much for sending them in.
Hope this exploration gave you some useful insights.
Or at least a new angle on a familiar topic. We'll catch you next time.